taxi pulled up in front of the wife's townhouse. An elderly woman got out and walked unsteadily to the door. Stephen watching, vigilant.
Soldier, is this an easy shot?
Sir, a shooter never thinks of a shot as easy. Every shot requires maximum concentration and effort. But, sir, I can make this shot and inflict lethal wounds, sir. I can turn my targets into jelly, sir.
The woman climbed up the stairs and disappeared into the lobby. A moment later, Stephen saw her appear in the wife's living room. There was a flash of white cloth, the wife's blouse again. The two of them hugged. Another figure stepped into the room. A man. A cop? He turned around. No. It was the friend. Both targets, Stephen thought excitedly, only 30 yards away. The older woman, mother or mother-in-law, remained in front of the wife as they talked, heads down. Stephen's beloved Model 40 was in the van, but he wouldn't need the sniper rifle for this shot, only the long-barrel Beretta. It was a wonderful gun, old, battered, and functional. Unlike many mercenaries and pros, Stephen didn't make a fetish out of his weapons. If a rock was the best way to kill a particular victim, he'd use a rock. He assessed his target, measuring the angles of incidence, the window's potential distortion and deflection. The old woman stepped away from the wife and stood directly in front of the glass.
Soldier, what is your strategy?
He'd shoot through the window and hit the elderly woman high. She'd fall. The wife would instinctively step forward toward her and bend over her, presenting a fair target. The friend would run into the room, too, and would profile just fine.
And what about the cops?
A slight risk, but uniformed patrolmen were...